Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camilla. Thank you for tuning in to yet again another episode where we share a Bible story, a personal development tip, and a prayer for your week. Before we jump into this week's episode, I have an exciting announcement. If you have been paying attention to our nonprofit, guys, we are getting close to launching and our applications are now open. So we are going to be offering Christian counseling to people who are struggling from different mental health issues. If you would like to apply for Christian counseling, which would be paid for by the nonprofit and offered through our partnering organization that will be offering licensed therapists with a faith-based background virtually to you or anyone that you might know, you can apply for that. Now the applications are opening those. We are taking those until we launch on October 7th, my birthday. So I'm extremely excited about that. Thank you to everyone who has already applied. Thank you to everyone who has donated to support our cause. If you would like to support our cause or apply for counseling yourself, you can go over to our Instagram page. Our website is still being developed and will be launched around October 7th. But if you would like to apply or donate to our cause, you can check out our Instagram page. Our Instagram page is Lit with Prayer, LITWITH prayer underscore foundation. And the link in the bio will take you to a page where you can either donate or apply for the counseling if you want it for yourself or for a loved one. Go ahead and do so if you'd like that. And again, guys, thank you so much for the support. We are going to jump into this week's episode now. God is faithful, Genesis chapter 30, verse 25 through 43. God is faithful to his word and his promises. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, God promised Abraham that he would multiply his descendants as the stars in the skies. He would be their God and give them a specific piece of land forever. From that promise came Isaac, who was born to Abraham, and he was 100 years old, and his wife Sarah was 90 years old. Isaac married Rebekah, and they had twins, Jacob and Esau. Although Esau was born first, the birthright blessing went to Jacob. Jacob attained the birthright blessing through deceit, but would experience being deceived by his uncle Laban. During his 20 years working for his uncle, he had been tricked into marrying Leah instead of her younger sister Rachel, and had to work for 14 years to pay off his debt for Rachel. The next 6 years, he would work to provide his growing family and build his own wealth. God had promised Jacob that he would be blessed, and while he was with Laban, Laban was blessed. Laban used Jacob and changed his wages 10 times. Because God was with Jacob, Laban's wealth increased, and naturally he didn't want the blessings to leave. Jacob wanted to go back to his home and take care of his family, but this time he had many sons with Leah and one son, Joseph, with Rachel. He asked his uncle for his wages. Although Laban didn't want him to leave with his family, he agreed to give Jacob all the spotted and speckled and streaked livestock of sheep and goats. This was a good deal for Laban because he expected very few would go to Jacob. Jacob separated the livestock so they would not breed with Laban's flock and produce spotted, streaked, or speckled offspring. Any newborns that were speckled, spotted, or streaked would go to Jacob. Jacob continued to take care of the livestock and did something unusual. When the animals would go to the water troughs to drink, he put in some sticks of peeled poplar, chestnut, and almond branches so that white parts would be exposed. When the animals came to drink, they would also breed. Jacob used the sticks when the stronger flocks would drink and removed them when the weaker ones came to drink. When the animals gave birth, they produced spotted, speckled, and streaked offspring. Remember, these animals were not spotted, speckled, and streaked to begin with, so it was God that blessed Jacob. The number of Jacob's flock increased greatly, and Laban could not cheat him out of his wages. It was plain to see the difference in the flocks. And when Laban's sons began to complain that Jacob was becoming wealthy off their father's flock, and Jacob could see that Laban had a different look on his face, Jacob knew it was time to leave. God also told him it was time to take his family and leave. Without telling Laban, Jacob took his family, his livestock, and possessions, and left without saying goodbye. God was faithful to his promise and blessed Jacob financially. Jacob was exceedingly prosperous when he left with livestock, camels, donkeys, and servants. But this time Jacob had matured and was the leader of his family. It took him 20 years, but God was with him. You may be believing God for one or more of his promises to come to pass in your situation. Don't give up, even if it seems to be taking a long time. Keep speaking his word and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Personal development tip of the week. How many of us can agree that the decisions we make every day shape much of our life? If we are to believe that's true, I want to share with you three decisions you make every single day that you may or may not be aware of that can completely change your life just by thinking about them and working on them. Decision number one, what am I going to focus on? We decide every day what we're going to focus on, which directly impacts how you feel. Are you going to focus on what you have in your life or what's missing in your life? Are you going to focus on what you can do about your situation or why it's not fair? I can go on and on and on with this question in this decision that we think about. So whatever you decide that you're going to focus on each day is going to directly impact how you feel. I think we can all agree that if we focus on what we have in our life versus what's missing, it creates an entirely different experience of our lives. So that's decision number one. Decision number two is, what does this mean? The meaning you give to your experiences you go through each day creates the emotions you feel each day. For example, let's say you didn't get a job that you were really hoping for. This can either mean for you, God has something better in my future, and I'm going to keep applying, knowing that a great job is right around the corner. Or this could mean to you that because you didn't get this job, that you are never going to be able to get a job like this, so you should settle for something less. What you decide about what your experience means to you can either be the beginning of something great or the end, but it's completely up to you. So decision number two is, what does this mean? Decision number three, what am I going to do? After you decide what something means to what something means, this directly impacts the actions you take next, and the actions you take determine the course of your life. If this means that it's the beginning for you, you can continue to pursue something great with the hope that God will provide for you. However, if you decide that this is the end, you might not do anything to continue to pursue what's next in your life. This is why it's so important to consider these three decisions you make every day, because they are going to shape the emotions you feel and the quality of the life you experience. If you're listening to this podcast and you would like to answer the question of the week, go on over to our newsletter segment of this podcast, which is litwithprayer.substack.com, and you can answer this question. And the question of the week is, what decision that we discussed out of the three decisions today do you need to work on improving more of in your own life? Is it what you're focusing on? Is it what the meaning is that you're giving to the experiences you go through in your life? Or is it the actions you take? What am I going to do? That's decision number three. Let me know in the comments, and I really look forward to, you know, to hear how you guys are dealing with these three decisions, because like it or not, you make them every day, whether you're conscious about it or unconscious. Prayer for the week. Father, you said that you are love. Help me to be more like you and be a positive influence on others. Help me to show my love, not in words only, but with my deeds as well. Help me to have the right motives when I deal with others so that your love will show through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. Share it with a friend if you enjoyed it, and make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening into. It helps us reach more people each and every week. And again, guys, if you want to support our ministry, you can go to litwithprayer.com, LITWITH prayer.com, pick up any of our books. And if you're curious about getting help when it comes to Christian counseling and you want help on that side, you can visit our nonprofit's Instagram page, LITWITH, litwithprayer_foundation. You can donate to our cause or apply for Christian counseling. Thank you guys for being a part of everything that we do. We look forward to serving you every day through the content we make, through the podcasts that we send out weekly, the daily devotionals, everything. It's been an amazing year, and this couldn't happen without your guys' support and everything that you do for us. So thank you so much. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week. God bless you.